Hello, 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 and welcome to the spring of Hot Girl Summer. Now, it's a bit early to have a sidebar in a podcast, but for those of you who don't know what Hot Girl Summer is, here's the definition as told by dictionary.com. Hot Girl Summer is a meme originating with rapper Megan Thee Stallion about feeling confident in who you are and having fun and looking good while doing it. It involves women posting selfies with summer swag and style using the caption, "I heard it's hot girl summer." And we're back. Yes, it is about to be hot girl summer, but you know what else it's about to be? Hot book summer. I'm imagining myself sipping an icy cold drink by a beach. And what is a beach without a book to read? So that's what this edition of the podcast is all about, beach reads. And because I'm organized, this list is sorted by the different genres that one could consider a beach read, be it romantic comedy, spy thriller, multi-generational family drama, whatever have you. However, because I'm biased, this podcast is all fiction. I don't consider nonfiction to be a beach read. Remind me to tell you about the time I took Barack Obama's book to Hawaii. That man does not know how to self-edit. And speaking of self-edit, I'm just going to record this podcast impromptu. I know the books I want to talk about, but I haven't scripted anything. So here's an unedited version of Nana Raisinghani talking about the book she likes. And let's start off by my favorite genre that I like to read on a beach, romance. And the first book here is The Bride Test by Helen Huang. Now, this book was in my If One Likes Kevin Kwan, One Should Read These Books list, right? It's about a Vietnamese American named Kai who's autistic and this woman that his mother flies over from Vietnam so that he can marry her. It's a pretty good beach read. You get to learn about how Kai is autistic and how that hampers his ability to even understand, let alone express his love for Esme, and how this ends up like costing him her affection. And this isn't just a romantic book for me or a romance book for me, it's also an intergenerational family drama. And just like any other intergenerational family drama, it has a few twists. For example, will Esme fall for Kai's elder charismatic brother? Will Kai find out about Esme's child? It's a really funny, heartwarming book, and which is what makes it a really good holiday or beach read. Now, I talked about Kevin Kwan, so it's only proper that I talk about Sex and Vanity by Kevin Kwan. Kevin Kwan has a way of making you root for all the characters in his stories, even if you despise them. He writes them in a way that makes them really lovable, hilarious, and vivid. And I really think that's what makes his books really enjoyable to read. And if you've read Crazy Rich Asians or watched the movie, I think you'd really enjoy this particular book. I, for example, am Nana Raisinghani of Sunshine Montessori, Karachi Grammar School, Lahore University of Management Sciences, and I endorse this book. And for those of you who didn't understand that joke, go read the book. Now, another really sappy romance author that I thoroughly enjoy is Jojo Moyes, and especially Me Before You by Jojo Moyes. It's a classic opposites attract romance between these two people who are living in different decades in their life. She's 20 in her 20s, he's in his 30s, I think. And they also belong to two different socioeconomic statuses. And they come together not because they're friends or because they fall in love, but because it's just a situation of necessity. And it takes some time for them to like build this, what I would call this begrudging respect, which is such a trope of romance novels. And then that begrudging respect turns into love. But there's like this dark story and theme going on behind it. It's just a really heartwarming story. And when you're done reading the book and you're done crying over it, you can go watch the movie that stars Emilia Clarke and I think Sam Claflin. And it's just, again, you can, once you're done crying reading the book, you can go cry over the movie. And speaking of books that were actually adapted for the visual medium, if you will. Let's talk about Normal People by Sally Rooney. This book is, it's an incredibly tough read because it reminds you of all the difficulties that teenagers are going through as they transition into adulthood, right? As they move away from home for the first time, as they start developing their own new identity in college or in university and start shedding their old identity, and how even the most unlikely of friendships can really blossom and grow together. It's such a sweet coming of age book. And it's also been adapted into a limited series or a TV show by Hulu, I think. And the actors who play Marianne and Connell, who are the two protagonists in the book, are just so good in the TV show as well. So again, just another book that you can finish reading, that you can finish having a good cry over, and then you can switch to watching the TV show. Now, the last book that's in the romance category is Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine, and it's a book by Gail Honeyman. I really enjoyed reading this book because the protagonist reminded me of myself. She was definitely experiencing much more severe mental health issues, but her habits did remind me of myself, right? That really lack of appropriate social skills, being incredibly blunt, having a very proper and prim way of leading their life, and you know, anything outside it just did not make sense. She had a routine, right, that was that might not seem enjoyable for people who weren't her, but was just her entire life. And just like any romance novel, right, you have this really prim and proper woman whose life is completely upset by this unhygienic IT guy in this case, who, like, you know, teaches her how to live and stuff like that. So it's just this really heartwarming book about how this really prim and proper woman just gets her world turned upside down. And I think it's a really sweet, romantic book to read when you're on your holiday. Now, when I'm done reading my romance novels, I'll tend to switch to a good intergenerational family drama, right? I grew up watching Asian TV shows and Indian TV shows very specifically. So a good intergenerational family drama is just part of my DNA at this stage. So the first book I'm going to talk about is Well-Behaved Indian Woman by Soumya Dave. Now, I remember seeing this book on someone's Instagram, and the title really appealed to me. And it's a story of three women. They're all in the same family, right? Grandmother, mother, daughter. And it talks about how they battle like this gravity of being incredibly perfect subcontinental woman, and that the battle of being that person and how it conflicts with the person they want to be, the things they want to do, the things that would make them happy. And it's a pretty good primer on the conflicts and the confusion that a subcontinental woman has to go through. And if you are on a holiday and if you finish reading this book, you can then just turn on your Netflix and watch Indian Matchmaking. And these two put together can be your Indian culture primer kit, if you will. The next book I wanted to talk about in the whole intergenerational family drama genre is Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng. This book was also converted into a TV show. It stars Kerry Washington and Reese Witherspoon. Now, here is where I did make a few pre-prepared notes, because I love doing a good dramatic reading, and I know that people who listen to this podcast love a good dramatic reading. So here is an excerpt from Goodreads. In Shaker Heights, a placid, progressive suburb of Cleveland, everything is planned, from the layout of the winding roads to the colors of the houses, to the successful lives its residents will go on to lead. Enter Mia Warren, an enigmatic artist and single mother who arrives in this idyllic bubble with her teenage daughter, Pearl. Let's just say that things go awry from here. And now we go back to our unprepared list of books. And we switch genres. Now, my third favorite genre to read on a beach holiday or just a summer holiday is a good thriller. So here are two books that I've read recently that I would recommend. Now, the first here is Nine Perfect Strangers by Leanne Moriarty. And if that name sounds familiar, Leanne is the author of Big Little Lies, which again was converted into a TV show, and is a book I would recommend reading on a beach holiday, especially if your beach holiday happens to be Monterey, California. Now, coming back to Nine Perfect Strangers, this is a book about, well, nine strangers who gather at this remote health resort in Australia. Now, some of them are there to lose weight. Some of them are just like doing a reset on their life. All of them are here for some form of pampering, but that really isn't what they get from this holiday. It's funny. It's kind of a thriller. It's serious. I think it's just a really good book to read on a holiday. It's Australia. It's a remote health resort. What else do you want? And if pampering kind of thriller books aren't what you want to read in the thriller section, you can read Northern Spy by Irish writer Flynn Berry. Now, this book covers the Irish Republic Army after the Good Friday Agreement was signed. And if none of these words make sense to you, that's fine. You can still read the book. And it's a really good spy thriller book about a woman who's, you know, balancing being a good sister with a good single mother and who's like who's a part of a very deeply divided society. Even if you have no context about Ireland in this time, I think it's still a very interesting book to read. And if you want to dive deeper like I did, you can read about these topics after you're done reading the book or while you're reading the book. And I think it makes for a really interesting read where you learn about a really troubling and a really conflicting time in a country's history. Now, that's thriller. And there's another genre that a lot of people consider to be a really good beach read, and that's fantasy or science fiction books. I don't particularly enjoy reading those types of books on a beach holiday, but there are two that in hindsight I would have taken with me if I was in Hawaii or if I were in Australia. Now, the first is the Carry On trilogy by Rainbow Rowell. If you have ever read Harry Potter, you can consider this Harry Potter-inspired fan fiction. Why? Let me tell you a little story. It has Simon Snow, the 18-year-old orphan who attends the Watford School of Magic. You have Simon's roommate, Baz, who's evil. And then you have Penelope, Simon's nerdy best friend. Let's just pause here and ask ourselves, do these characters remind you of other fictional characters? I would recommend that everyone read this book. It is hilarious. It is romantic. It is fantastic. It's charming. It's funny. It's just, it is so good. And it's a trilogy. Now, of all the fan fiction I have spent reading, Carry On is the one that I've spent the most time actually engaging with. It's one of my favorite things to do to go read Carry On fan fiction when I'm feeling upset. And switching gears, if the wizarding world is not your thing, you can actually go read Ready Player One by Ernest Cline. This is a book that's filled with references to video games, virtual reality, 80s pop culture trivia. So this is a great book for a video game enthusiast. And in fact, I have had great success with using this book to convert video gamers into book readers. So that's a strategy I would definitely recommend to other people. Give this book to your video gaming friend and see if they start enjoying reading books. And if this trick works, let me know. So that was all of the books that I have read in the past and that I would recommend that others take with them on their future holidays. Next are books that I look forward to taking on holiday with me this year. Now, these are books that I have heard about or just flipped through, so I don't have much to say about them, but here's a list of these books anyway. The first is, no shocker, a romance. It's People We Met on Vacation by Emily Henry. It's a story about Puppy and Alex, cute names. They're two best friends who are the opposite of each other, and, you know, they probably fall in love, something. Sounded pretty interesting, so why not? The second is the sequel to Ready Player One, Ready Player Two. So like I said, since I would have taken Ready Player One with me on a beach holiday in hindsight, why not take Ready Player Two? And the last is a book that is mysteriously called The Plot. That's its name, The Plot. It's by Jean Hompf Korolitz, and it's a thriller novel about a novelist. So I thought, why not? And those are the three books that I actually want to take with me on holiday in the future. And that's that, right? A whole bunch of books that I've taken with me on beach or summer holidays, and some that I wish to in the future. I hope that folks in the Northern Hemisphere enjoy this list and read some of them on their holidays. And for folks in the Southern Hemisphere, you should read these books as well. It might not be hot girl summer, but it is cozy girl winter or cozy book winter. Now, for all the links to the books that I've mentioned here, you can go to nana.app/podcast-5. And as a reminder, I link to independent booksellers and I encourage that you try buying these books from independent booksellers. And as always, you can leave feedback by reaching out to me personally or via podcast@nana.app. Since I did experiment with a new format where I'm just recording it live and I'm not editing the podcast, please let me know if you have any feedback. Otherwise, if you're listening to this on the 31st of May, happy last day of May. And otherwise, happy June. Hopefully, I'll see you soon, much sooner, with a new podcast. And in the meanwhile, please stay safe. I hope you're having a lovely day. Goodbye. We'll be right back.